This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, helping you farmers and ranchers achieve lubrication domination. That jury decision handed down in North Carolina last week has a lot of dollar signs all over it. That's what it's all about. I'll talk about the money after this. I was reminiscing the other day, standing out by some water troughs out there in my wife's horse pasture. Notice I say it's hers. Anyway, I was thinking about how as young boys we swam in the troughs on the farm with the cattle coming right up to the troughs. Oh, there were so many things that we learned in the days of our youth. And one of those things Dad taught us was how to take care of the equipment. That was so crucial. How to keep those machines running. Well, Mystic Lubricants is proud of the fact that for decades they've been a part of that scenario, with products like their legendary JT6 greases, specially formulated to perform in even the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or 3 decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your family's tradition for getting the work done. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer at their website, mysticlubes.com. M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. That $25 million judgment handed down in Raleigh, North Carolina last week against the pork industry followed a $50 million judgment handed down a few weeks back, both of the judgments being reduced by a state law, but nevertheless, there are a lot of dollar signs circulating around on these lawsuits against the pork industry brought by Texas lawyers. No, not North Carolina lawyers. These are Texas lawyers who came into the state of North Carolina because they knew there could be a line of income with these cases. The lawyer wants money from Smithfield Foods. In fact, this lawyer in the case last week, Michael Caskey, expressly dismissed asking the jury or judge to order any injunctive relief. What you'd expect in a nuisance case. The lawyer isn't doing that. He just wants money. So at the courthouse in Raleigh, North Carolina, the lawyer was there for hours drilling the farmer, Joey Carter, about his farm finances, drilling an executive of Murphy Brown about the money in that company, money that employs 10,000 in the state of North Carolina and helps provide partnerships with more than 1,000 family farms. So the records came out about Smithfield Foods. Turns out they had a net profit of $1 billion. But as was pointed out by the National Pork Council, that came on about $22 billion in revenue. In other words, the company spent $21 billion to bring in $22 billion. And a lot of that economic activity occurred in our major pork-producing states, including North Carolina. I'll be back after this.